It is 11:15 a.m. on February 2nd, 2022, and the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians meeting is back in general session. We are at number 5E6B5.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman. And I would like to make a motion to include both 5E and 6B5 on Clearview Vision Care in regards to the possible violation of no establishment license as well as the application for establishment license. And we would like to give, we'd like to table this, these items of possible violation and application for 30 days to allow, Clearview Vision Care the opportunity to correct their application, with an optician who has a current Arizona license.
This is Michael Searle. I will second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to, Table 5E and 6B5 for 30 days to allow AG Vision to get their application acceptable with a non-expired licensed dispensing optician. Any other discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Deb Bright.
Aye.
Michael Searle.
Aye.
So we will table that till March's meeting. Future meeting dates, again, first Wednesday of every month except July. Future agenda items,
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. We missed 6A.
Oh, I'm sorry. We started working on 6B. You're right. Let's move on to 6A. Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
We have applications for licensed opticians.
So I'm not sure if you want me to make a motion to accept all three applications since there was some additional information on one of the applicants.
Yes. I guess we can have a discussion on that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was reading through everything. It was a issue that happened when he was a young gentleman and made some bad decisions, but it doesn't sound like he's done anything. That was back in 2010, so 11 years later. We have had license approvals with something other than driving with a suspended license. I don't know if everyone got a chance to read through his information. And also, the letter he wrote to the board. Hopefully, everyone has had a chance to look at it. Just sounds like he was making bad decisions 8 years ago, and now he's trying to change his life. So I don't know if there's any other discussion we want to have on that.
Okay, well, this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion at this time that we accept the applications for licensed opticians from Fidlin Deschamps, from Jeremy Linder, and from Tara Noel Fontana.
This is Michael Searle. I will second the motion.
So it's been moved and seconded to accept the applications for licensure for three potentially new licensed opticians in the state of Arizona. Any discussion? Any more discussion? Any other questions? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Eileen Pettit.
Aye.
Deb Bright.
Aye.
Michael Cyril.
Aye.
So welcome to the licensed optician status in the state of Arizona to the three of you. Congratulations. Now let's get on to seven future meeting dates. That's all set. We've got our future agenda items. We've got to revisit the interview, possible application and application for a license. Call the public. Hello, public out there. Thank you for being on the call. Any further issues? It is now 11:21 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.